Soon came Chasey Mooch with an old broomstick. Shoot, 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 you old pooch. A couple kissing in the rain seemed to be in their own world. Mooch, unnoticed, hid behind them, escaping the swish of the broom in the rain. As soon as the angry husband was gone, Mooch left the cover of the couple's umbrella. As he was walking, he saw an angry bug heading towards a very long trunk. At least Mooch thought it was a trap. The bug sneakers was in a big hurry.
Went around the mud surface and he slid
ice skater, and his baskets fell and tripped over. Swish, 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 and skated zoomed on the mud. Apples went everywhere and rolled right in front of the pigs. Thump, 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 and the apples clunk, clunk, clunk. The pigs saw the apples flying at them and started to go hog wild. They looked in the direction of the apples and squealed in delight. Squeal, squeal, squeal! Paisley Prowse and the proud papa of baby pigs. Oink, 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 squealed the baby pigs. Their brushes were scattered everywhere. Everyone was covered in mud. It was a mud pie party, and a baby goat came over and picked up a muddy apple. Bah, bah, bah. Who's the new kid on the block? Ginger said. Ginger gave Odie a handkerchief to wipe the mud off his eyes. Ginger, don't mention it. Just keep the apples coming, Ginger said while chomping her apple. Mooch got up and stepped on two brushes and started to ice skate straight for Odie and Ginger. Look out, Ginger said. Mooch came barreling over and slid right into Odie. They did swirls and twirls until they came to a stop. What's that racket, Grandpa? Ginger said harshly. Grandpa Teeters looked down at the mess, mud everywhere. Odie was about to answer when Mooch butt in. Mooch answered, covering for his new friend. Oh, what's that dog doing in here, Grandpa Teeters yelled. A snake slithered next to Grandpa Teeters all the way up into his big black boot. Oh, no, a snake! A honeybee named Pickles flew on Mooch's nose. That tickles, Mooch said. Mooch twitched his nose and ran right on the snake. Don't move, Grandpa. It's a snake. It's a rattlesnake, Odie cautioned. Snake, where? Mooch said in alarm. Silo, the cow's cat, woke up and couldn't believe Mooch was tangling with a snake. Shiloh cried out to warn Mooch. Meow, meow, meow. Mooch picked up the snake thing, thinking it was a pitchfork. I'll get it, Mooch said, while throwing the snake spear safely away from Grandpa. That mutt is sure crazy, Grandpa Peter said in amazement. Oh, can't we keep him? Odie said with big, hopeful blue eyes. Keep him? It's up to your grandma, Grandpa Peter said. A sweet-looking lady in a red and white gingham apron came out on the porch. Company! Granny Nell was about to trip on a skateboard left from the porch. Mooch smelled food and ran into Granny Nell's calling. Mooch's paws went onto the skateboard, and he flew up in the air, and then he came down the porch and off again all the way to the tree swing. Mooch went around and around and around on the swing. You're a frisky little guy, aren't you? Grandma Nell said while petting Mooch. Well, you should try out for the Olympics with those moves. And she went back up to the porch. Odie picked Mooch up with his hands. Well, they were too big, so he told Mooch to follow him. They ran up to the porch. Odie looked at Grandma Nell with doughy eyes and asked, can we keep him? Please, can we adopt him like you adopted me? Mooch said, oh, thank you so much. And so they got to keep Mooch, and it was happy new family for Mooch. The end.
Thank you for hitting the 5 stars, and thank you for generous donations. You can send your couple dollars to PayPal, petcarebuddies@gmail.com. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for making us a top podcast around the world. The end!